Hey loves, I'm Deandra, your fellow blogger and podcast host, talking all things lifestyle, giving you all of the real and everything in between, while also leaving you with some motivation at the end. So put on your crown, fill up your favorite cup, and enjoy, because you're tuned in to the Black Princess Diaries podcast. Hey loves, happy Sunday. Welcome back to another episode of the Black Princess Diaries podcast. I hope your weekend is going well. We have zoomed by September. I can't believe how fast September is, like literally coming and going. It's so quick, but then again, that's just any month these days. It seems like any month, any year, time just goes by. You blink and we're like 5 years later. So with that being said, I hope you guys always take the time to have fun or to rest during the weekend. I know a lot of people have to work like every day during the week, which is, you know, typical. So take whatever time you can have and first give yourself time to rest, but then also make sure you're living a little bit, you're having fun, you're enjoying life, because as I said, time does go by quite fast, and before you know it, you know, years will have passed and you're like, what happened? But speaking of time passing, I want to tell you this little story. It's not even a story, it's just something that I used to do as a kid. Honestly, I would still do as an adult. I would probably have done this summer, but my grandparents don't have their pool anymore. They got rid of the pool like 2 years ago, literally during the pandemic, when the pandemic started. So that was terrible because I couldn't release my woes and worries by dipping into the pool, but it's okay. But as my many years of swimming, especially when I was younger, I swear I would get into the pool and never want to go out. Still wouldn't go out if I could get into a pool. Like, you could not get me out of the pool. The only thing that would possibly get me out of the pool is if I would get hungry and if I would have to use the bathroom. And honestly, being hungry, that one, it's iffy if it'll get me out of the pool, because I really would not want to get out of the pool. Like, you know, when you have like pool parties or whatever, you have people over and it's time to get out. Like, I'm the one that would be the very last one to get out of the pool. Like, I love swimming. I love being in the water, and it's just like my comfort place. It's literally my comfort place. So you can imagine me literally losing my mind, because it's literally been like 2 years I haven't went swimming because I don't have access to a pool anymore. Literally losing my mind, feeling like a fish out of water. But speaking of fish, so back to what I was saying, when I was younger, I would love to pretend that I was a mermaid. Like, literally, because I love to, listen, I'm short, so I'm literally 4'11", so the water can't be too high. Granted, I can stay afloat in deeper water, but you know, I mostly can just like swim on top. Like, I don't really go underwater because I haven't experienced like swimming underwater in deeper pools, because my grandparents' pool is like, I think it's like literally, it was like 4 feet. But I would just dive under, not necessarily dive, but you know, I would go under and I would try and stay under and, you know, just go to the bottom and touch the bottom and try and pretend I was all majestic and try and do all the little hair flip thing, which is number one, hard anyways, when your hair is heavy from the water, but also number two, having, you know, kinky hair, it's a little harder and it's not as majestic. Maybe some, I guess, depending on your hair type, but when my hair in the water, like the second it gets out of the water, it's not as cute. It's not as cute as I would have liked it to be. But, you know, I would pretend that I was this mermaid because that's just what I felt like, because I love the water. I never want to get out. Like, I just would wish that I was a mermaid. Like, I wish that I was Ariel, right? So, and I feel like you know where this is going, obviously. So imagine if younger me saw that there was a live action Ariel being made and the main character was now black, different from the usual white Ariel, which we love her, obviously. The Disney originals are loved very much so, cannot like just overall fully be replaced. However, like, imagine getting a chance to see me, or, you know, see someone with my skin tone as Ariel as a mermaid, seeing a black mermaid. Like, imagine myself as a child. Trust me, if this live action remake was coming out when I was a child, honey, you definitely probably couldn't get me out the water. In fact, every time I'm in the water, I probably start singing Part of Your World. Like, I would probably just pretty much turn into Ariel every single time. Like, I am now Ariel. This is my ocean. I own it. Hello. Welcome to the sea. Welcome to my sea crib. So that's why, and you probably already know, you know, where I'm going with this, but that's why having Halle as the new Ariel for this live action remake is so important. Like, when I saw that, first off, freaking out because I already love her and Chloe, I love them, amazing, but she's perfect, like her voice and everything, and I just can't imagine how other little black girls feel seeing a representation of themselves. And as a matter of fact, like, I already saw some videos that people were sharing showing their kids and everything, the trailer for the movie. So just seeing them just being shocked, surprised, they weren't like, why isn't her hair like bloodshot red? Like, they're just like, oh my gosh, like Ariel, you know what I mean? And so it's so amazing to see that. But why can't the adults get it together, please? Can we please get together, at least for the children? Why is there such debate about a mermaid? And if your kids are listening to this, close their ears. FYI, a mermaid is a fictional character. Ariel is a fictional character. I had to whisper it a little bit. Ariel is a fictional character. So why is there so much debate about her being black? Listen, we love Ariel. We love our girl. We love her. She's amazing. She's awesome. The movies, her movies, the shows, The Little Mermaid, it's still there. It still exists. It's still there. You can totally just ignore the live action, pretend it never existed, and continue watching the original over and over and over if you want. Now, why would you ignore that and not give it a chance? That's for you to answer. But you can watch the original over and over. It's not going to be replaced. There are so many different remakes. Let's take Cinderella for a moment, because I think that's a good one that I was thinking about, right? So Cinderella, there are so many different live action remakes. There are so many different versions of the Cinderella story. Like, you can go crazy. Like, you could probably have an entire movie marathon just watching all of the Cinderella remakes. Now, from all of those, how many of those have a black person as Cinderella as the main character? One, right? And that's Brandy. We love her. We love the movie. Honestly, that is a classic. For me, that's the number one. I'm sorry, not sorry. For me, that's the number one, right? There are no more. That's the only one. Now, granted, I will say that I think the movie is so good and it's such a classic that I don't even think we need to have different versions, you know, with a black Cinderella. I honestly don't think so. It's so powerful and so good. Granted, that doesn't mean more will take away from that one or anything, obviously. But I don't know. It's so good. That's just me talking. It's just so good. I'm just like, give all the light to that one. That just should be the only one to pop up ever. But regardless, like, if a black girl wants to pretend to be Cinderella, she only has one version to really look up to that looks like herself. We don't even have a live action Tiana. And if they do it right, because you never know with how these live actions are, if they do it right, I think it would be so good. But we don't even have a live action Tiana. We only have one, and that's Cinderella. And Cinderella's an actual person. Y'all are literally debating about a fish. Ariel's not real. I get it. Some people, maybe they're so deep in their childhood. Maybe the movie changed your life. Maybe that's what you looked, maybe Ariel's who you looked up to. I don't know. But understand that it's okay to be diverse. It's okay to have this diversity. It's okay to make different remakes. It's okay. It's the thing, the best thing about fiction, I love reading fictional books. The best thing about fictional characters is that you can make up an image in your head all you want of what the character looks like. I'm sure there are some people who grew up watching The Little Mermaid like myself who used to color, maybe they had a coloring book with Ariel in it and they might have colored her brown to match their skin tone. They probably did. Like, you can imagine a character to look a certain way all you want. It's a fictional character. It's not real. It doesn't exist. It's a fish. She's a mermaid. She's a fish. She doesn't exist. So why are there so many think pieces? Why are there so many arguments? Why are there so many debates on a fake character? There's only one reason why. There's only one reason. I'm not going to say it because I'm not going to go into that. But there's only one reason why. Because otherwise, there's no need for all of this. There's really no need for all of this. It's a fictional character. You can imagine all you want for how the character should be or could be. And I'm pretty sure because, you know, people love to make 1,000 different versions. There could possibly be another different version like years down the line after this one of another Little Mermaid, maybe a different story or something, maybe based off of like the TV series or whatever. Like, there could possibly be another one. But regardless, there shouldn't be such a debate. Like, this is so crazy. Like, stop the craziness, stop the madness. Diversity is so important. It's so important to be able to see ourselves in such different lights, in such different areas. There are little girls like me who love to swim and pretend that they're a mermaid. And now, as their little children, they can see the black Ariel and they can see someone that looks like her now. We already have a white Ariel. There are already children who have this white Ariel to watch and to look up to and to see that, hey, there's this mermaid that looks like me. Now we need more. We need different versions. Like, and it's okay. It's fine. Like, stop complaining. The bigger picture here is that, number one, there is more diversity in these Disney characters, that now there is more and more, there are characters that each child of any race or color, they can look at that and be like, wow, this character is just like me. And even the adults who still have that child inside who didn't really get to see that, they can look at that and be like, wow, there's finally, you know, characters that look like me. Like, I love Disney. There's now more and more characters that look like me. I didn't have that growing up. Now I can have that for myself as an adult and I can share that with my child. And then next, it was also important is that we have such a great person play Ariel. She's amazing. People always want to say, you know, why make it about race? Why is it about race? Why can't it just be good for the character? And honestly, a lot of those debates are really on characters and things that really, like, there's a reason to make noise, you know what I mean? But for this, no. Now all of a sudden it's about race. Like, stop, okay? So the main point is to just enjoy the diversity. And if you have a problem with the diversity, then there's something wrong with you. Honestly, at the end of the day, there's something wrong with you, because we need more diversity in this world, in real life and in fictional characters, because everyone deserves to see themselves in a fantasy world or real world, however they want to see themselves. And that's all that matters. But that is all for today. I got my little spiel out for today's episode. Again, I hope you guys are having fun, staying safe. I hope that you have a great week ahead, and I will talk to you all next time. Thanks, love, for tuning in. Be sure to give us a rating and your feedback. We love to hear your thoughts. Are you following us on social media? Check us out on Instagram at TDPD Podcast and be a part of the fun. You can also check our website in the description, where you can read blog posts, check out other links, and even listen to more podcast episodes. Until next time.